Good morning, good afternoon, prayer warriors. Just want to remind everyone that when you are the one praying, we're going to try to spotlight you. But you can't do that unless you're off camera, on camera. So please do that. And then your names, looks like everybody's names is the name that's on the list. There was a few that we needed to change. So we'll be letting everybody in about 2 minutes, and then we will start the announcements and start the room. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Go ahead and stop sharing. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're excited to have you here. Welcome to Contending Prayer. If you're excited to be here, I want to see, just wave your hands, thank the Lord, put contend in the chats. We're excited that today is going to be a powerful day of prayer. So just a few quick announcements. I did put in the chat how you can view best. You want to have it either in standard or speaker view so you can see who's speaking. Make sure nobody's pinned. And then we will be highlighting the person that's speaking throughout the day. Amen. Amen. Also, if you are a prayer warrior, you do have to be on camera so we can highlight you when it's your turn. And we do encourage everyone to be on camera, as Lady Evan would appreciate. So I just do a quick introduction and then we're going to get right into it. My name is Olu Nife. I have been joining Sarah's Daughters, which is actually a clubhouse room, every morning at 4:30 a.m. my time. I'm going to post the link in the chat that is going to show you how you can join Sarah's Daughters. It's a powerful prayer room every morning, 15 minutes, praying for family, praying for breakthrough. So we invite every single one of you to join and to be a member. And we're going to, like I said, I'll post the link in the chat. And it's just an amazing time of prayer and for family and everything. I also want to welcome and thank some of the founding sisters of Sarah's Daughters, many of whom will be praying today. We thank you. We know that God is moving on your behalf. I want to give a shout out to my dad, Pastor Yatta, who also has a clubhouse room, Walking with God, that is on 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and that is Mountain Standard Time. So I'll also post a link on that. So in just a few minutes, you'll see the link. So make sure you save both of them. If you have a prayer request, we are going to do a prayer request towards the end. So please post in the chat. We're going to be praying about so many different topics, but if there's a specific prayer request, please post it in the chat and we will read them out and pray for as many as we can. If it's a private prayer request, you can send it to me, send it to Lady Evan or whoever, whichever prayer warrior you feel comfortable sharing with, and we will pray over that as well. I also want to shout out my big sis, Dr. Tubi. She's always so busy. So I'm so glad that you're here joining us today. I saw you. We're grateful for you. This is kind of her realm, so I'll find out later how I did, but we just thank God for that. So without further ado, I want to introduce the founding mother, the founding sister of Sarah's Daughter. This is my beautiful mother who is a true prayer warrior. She has been praying for me all her life. She has the intercessor gift. She is an intercessor in prayer. God has equipped her, anointed her for praying. And we are so grateful that that God led her to start this room and do this contending prayer today. So without further ado, I want to welcome Lady Evan. Everyone can say welcome in the chat. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Woohoo! I'll turn it over to you. And just unmute, and then you can go ahead and start speaking.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this Contending Prayer 2026. The Lord is doing a great thing where we are glad. And we thank you for coming in to join us in this time of prayer. God bless you all. We thank you. And I thank my daughter, Olu Nife, for that beautiful, beautiful opening statement and greeting everyone, and also welcoming our prayer warriors, especially those who have started with us right from the beginning. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for being there always. Praying in the morning, I know it's not easy to leave your bed and stand in the gap for the family. But it's something that God laid in my heart that we should pray for the family and to be proactive in our prayer. So it's to be proactive. Don't wait until something happens before we start praying. So when we're proactive, we see results. And in this contending prayer, you know, we're going to ask the Lord to come through for us in things, you know, like to break the protocol, you know, and in answering our prayers. And that is the purpose of this contending prayer. You know, in Joshua, we see what God did, you know, that he was able to stop the sun for a day, for one day, that it did not go down, you know. So because, and God has never done that for anyone. He broke the protocol to answer him. So it depends on your, on our relationship with God. So this contending prayer, we're going to use what God gives to us, according to the power that dwells in us, and to fight with all the good fight of faith, you know, and to speak life into our situation, to speak life into our children, to speak life into our community. And that is the purpose of today, you know, and to see breakthroughs that on this day, the 4th of April, 2026, so many barriers were broken. So many things was open. Over the doors that were locked were open. The doors that were open, that for that all kinds of things are coming, it will be shut against the enemy. It is the God that shut it and no man can open. And it's the God that opened it and no man can shut. So without any further ado, I've given the honor and the Lord to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this opportunity, for making this day possible. And I appreciate my dear husband, Pastor Yato, for his support. And for all, without him supporting him, maybe I wouldn't have been able to do what I'm doing. So I thank him for his dedication, his commitment to Sarah's daughters, and also because we work as partnership. I support his ministry, he supports mine, and we're just working as in partnership. So I thank God for a marriage that is built on the Word of God, a marriage that is built on the rock, which is the Word of God, and a kingdom marriage. I thank God for the example that God has put in us. So without any further ado, by God's grace, July will be 50 years in marriage. But that's just by the way. This today, we are contending for the faith that was once delivered. We are contending for what belongs to us, and we are contending in prayer. So I want to thank also my daughters, Olunife and Dr. Tubi, Akila Soto and Mrs. Olunife Ofomada, who has supported this ministry in prayer. Both of them are strong prayer warriors, and I thank God for their lives. And know today the Lord will answer all your prayer. And to Nifi, thank you for being the brain behind putting this together. I thank you for moderating today. God bless you. Amen. So we're going to go on. I also to special thanks to all our prayer warriors that have started. They dedicate a precious time to pray every day with us. So you know yourself, Sister Fran, Sister Savi, Sister, so many, Sister Mary comes, you know, she's there, she's going to pray with us today. And but she's always in the room. She has always been in the room, only in the listening lounge. But we thank God because today she were going to showcase the awesome grace that God has given her in prayer. And everyone, our daughters, Lord, that have joined us, Sister Lola and every one of us, we thank you. Every of you, the Lord bless you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Sarah's daughter has been on for 5 years on Clubhouse. And we are a group of prayer warriors. We come together to make declaration for our families. We also pray a special prayer and special request. People send us a special request on their issues, and we pray. The good thing is we see results. We see results because when you pray fervently, when you pray with all your heart, and you put other people's issues ahead of yours, and you pray for them, the Lord will answer, and the Lord will bless you also. So just like my daughter said, my name is Lady Evan. I reside here in Arizona with my family by the grace of God and mercy. Just like I said, we started this Clubhouse 5 years ago, and we pray every day for 15 minutes with a group of faithful women and so on. I also recognize people that have been here, which have mentioned their names. So with because of time, I will go on some people are having, Bola says she's having trouble coming in. So we're going to fight the good fight of faith. We're going to lay hold on eternal life. We are also called and has pressed a good profession before many witnesses. We're going to put on the whole armor of God today that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, we're going to take on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in this day of evil. Then having all done to stand, we are going to stand having our loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy and taking on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So we're going to use the word of God in praying in this meeting, in this contending prayer. So let us go on to the work that God has given us to do, which is to pray and say without ceasing, we should not be afraid to pray in Jesus' name. So without any further ado, I'm going to turn it over for opening prayer. All right. So Mother Fran, over to you. Praise the Lord. Mother Fran, opening prayer. God bless you all.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you glory and we give you honor. This is the day that you have made and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this moment you have given us to come into your presence. Thank you, oh God, for every person that's on this line. Thank you for every home that's represented. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do in the midst of this contending prayer conference. We thank you that lives will be changed, lives will be restored. Because Lady Yvonne said yes to you. We thank you, oh God, for every prayer warrior here on today, that every spirit of retaliation will not hit their home because of their yes to you. We thank you that we will see signs, miracles, and wonders because of the prayers that will be prayed on today. And we thank you, oh God, that the testimonies that will come, God, will rock heaven and hell will be terrified. We thank you, oh God, for just us being in the midst of your holy presence. And we send every prayer up to the courtroom of heaven. And the blood of Jesus is speaking on behalf of every person that we present to you on this day. So we thank you in advance because you have already heard every prayer and you have already answered. So we're waiting in anticipation of what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.
Titi Liar, you need to unmute.
Oh, thank you, sir. Can you hear me now, sir? Can everybody hear me? I have unmuted.
Yes, so, we hear you now.
Thank you very much, Father. We thank you. Thank you for this honor and this privilege to be in your presence. I thank God for our daddy here, our mother here. Thank God for each and every one of us, oh God, that you have made alive to be well. So we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. According to the book of Isaiah 57:15, for thus says the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the holy, in high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Ephesians 3:20-21 say, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Father, I thank you so much, God. You are the high and lifted one. You knew what we're going to ask for ever before we ask for, God. We thank you so much for this day, the day that you, Lord God Almighty, has made, and therefore we rejoice and we're glad in it, God. We thank God for this honor. Thank God for your presence in our midst. We first of all acknowledge you because we are the head of your church, oh God. I'm praying for your church, oh God, that we represent you, God. We are part of your structure, God, and we commiserate what it was you did over 2,000 years ago. That's why you died. You died for the church. You gave birth to your church. Father, we give you glory, honor, power, and majesty for your church that you gave back to God. We give you power. Thank you because you are in our midst, Father, in the form of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you, God. We thank you, Father, for what it is you are doing in the midst of us, your church. You have never left us alone. You are the best gift ever to us, God. We acknowledge you. We bless you for your strength, for your mercy, for your kindness. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'm going to read 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their land. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's why we come. Lord, if we say we have nothing, we deceive ourselves and there's no truth in us. But when we call upon you, you say you forgive us. So, Father, we pray on behalf of your church, oh God. We know we have not done everything according to the books. We're asking for mercy, oh God. Asking for your forgiveness, oh God. Dear Lord, God Almighty, have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness, according to your tender mercy. Remember, you went all the way to the Calvary to pay the price for us, your church. You obtained eternal redemption for us, oh God. And that's why we can come boldly on behalf of your church, oh God, in our local assembly and in your church universally. We pray that, Lord, you have mercy upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Remember, look at your palms, oh God, it was pierced for us. We nailed to the cross and your side was pierced, God. Remember all that you went through. You wore the crown of thorns so that we, your church, can be vibrant. Father, we bless your name, God. We give you glory for having mercy upon us, God. Thank you, gracious Lord, because you are a merciful God. Thank God for meeting with us from above the mercy seat of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. So I'm going to be praying for the law for our God. The Lord said in Matthew 22:33, said Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. So Lord, we pray that Lord will cause us, your church, to love you. Oh God, cause us to love you. Holy Spirit, help us to love the way you loved us, God. You that spared not yourself, you gave up yourself for us, God. Give us a heart. Your love is shed abroad in our heart, oh God. And therefore we're praying that you restore back our first love for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father, we pray for each and every one of your church, universally, Lord, that we will return back to you, God, fully, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You loved us. You that loved us and washed us in your own blood. Father, we thank you. And we now pray that, Lord, we will love you too, the way you loved us. In the name of Jesus, and cause us to obey your commandment. He said, if we love you, we'll do your commandment. Lord, we pray that you give us individually and collectively, that we will be able to love you wholeheartedly. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for hearing us always, and we'll continue to keep your commandments, oh God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I'm praying, oh God, Holy Spirit, that you will help your church to love you with all their heart, with all our souls, with all our mind, with every being, oh God, and we'll be able to do your bidding. We'll be able to follow your word day by day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, again. Father, whatever it is that is standing against your church, for us not to be able to act in diligence to the voice of your word, we come against it in the name of Jesus. God. We contend with our power, all the power of darkness that is working against your church, we pull it down. Bible says they put their net on top, it shall be brought down. You say you will build your church and that the gates of hell will not prevail against whatever it is that is contending with your church, that does not make us to be who we are supposed to be. In the name of Jesus, we contend with it, we pull it down. In the name of Jesus, they will not be able to perform their evil enterprises. In the name of Jesus, Bible says, associate yourself together, you shall be brought down. Associate yourself together, you shall be broken into pieces. Speak the word, you shall not stand. For the Lord of hosts is with us as a mighty and a terrible one. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We appreciate your word because you are in the midst of your church. Your hair is as white as wool and your eyes as fire. We bless your name, O God. You guided your loins with power and your feet is as brass, crushing your enemy. Father, we bless your name, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because, Father, because you are with us, no evil shall befall us, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to read Acts 2, 41. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And now I'm praying for us, your church, that we will receive your word with gladness, Lord. Your word, my God, we find your word. Your word is a joy to us. Your word is the rejoicing of our heart, God. You are the word of God. We thank you, Lord. We pray that, Lord, each and every member of your church will receive your word gladly. We will receive your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We will continue to dig deeper in Jesus' name. We'll continue to mine your word in the name of Jesus, so that we can find the treasure of your word, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for us, O God, that you cause us to search the scripture. Because it said we should search the scripture. There are the things that testify of you. Father, we pray for each and every one of us that will have the love for your word, love for you, O God, love to do your word, love to follow you to the end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, O God, in Jesus' name. I'm reading Acts chapter number 10, verse 44. Amen. My son, because I was hearing some music. Amen. Can anybody hear me?
We hear you. Nifi, can you turn on that on your video?
The music. Am I still on, please? So yes. I'm reading the book of Acts, chapter number 10, verse 44. While Peter yet spake this word, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Holy Spirit, I'm not praying. Father, Lord, I pray, oh Lord. We know we can't do anything without you, but with you, we can do all things, God. Your church will continue to go and do all things, Father. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will fall on us like as before, my God. You will fall on us, oh God, afresh on us, afresh on your church, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can do that which you have committed into our hands to do for you, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Holy Spirit, come upon us, oh God, come upon the little one, and come upon the whole other one, come upon female, male and female, in the name of Jesus, afresh on us. Ignite your fire upon your church, my Father, in the name of Jesus, so that our impact can be felt. We come out of obscurity, in the name of Jesus. We come to the lamplight, because you have made us a light of the world, O God. Father, we are a city that is set upon the hill. We cannot be hid, O God. In the name of Jesus, we come out of authority. We shine forth, O God. In the name of Jesus, your church arise. In the name of Jesus, for our light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon her. In the name of Jesus, even though there's a gross darkness, but Lord, you have risen upon your church. In the name of Jesus, because we are in our midst, God. We thank you because you have not left us alone. We appreciate you, Holy Spirit. We depend on you. We rely on you. Our gaze is upon you, God. Our eyes are single on you. In the name of Jesus, O God, we look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before you, you endure hardness, and we pray that we, your church, O God, who will endure hardness, God, as we suffer with you, we will be glorified with you. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor, power and majesty, because you are good and your mercy endureth forever, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Acts 11:15, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. So in the past, Father, we thank you. What you've done before, you will do it again and again. Father, Lord, Holy Spirit, you fell upon your children. Even in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter number 2. Papa, as you have done it before, you will do it again. Holy Spirit, we pray, oh God, you will fall upon all your church afresh on us. You will fall upon both old and young, in the name of Jesus, as it was in the beginning, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Acts 19:20. So mightily grow the word of God and prevail. So I pray, my Lord and my God, that your word will continue to mightily grow in your church and prevail over circumstances, oh God, by we obeying your word, by we following your word in the name of Jesus, by we meditating your word, and by we doing your word in the name of Jesus, your word will mightily grow in the name of Jesus, your word will know no bound in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father, we thank you because you, God, as the water covers the earth, so the knowledge of you will cover the sea, your people in the name of Jesus. As the water covers the earth, Father, we pray that your word, my Father, your word, because you everything answers to your word, everything answers to your name. So we pray that the impact of your word will be upon your church, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Your church will hold on to your word to the very end, oh God. You said, when you shall come, you shall, will you find faith, Lord? You will find faith in your church, oh God. You will find faith in us, oh God. Who will continue to respect, have respect for your word in the name of Jesus Christ. We continue to sanctify your word in our heart, God. Who else do we have? Only you have the word of eternal life. So we pray, oh God Almighty, that you continue to strengthen us, God, with might by your spirit in our inner man to forge ahead, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to hold on to your word in Jesus' name, God. Even in this challenging time, even in this dark world, we will continue to be the light, oh God, a beacon of light, oh God, a city that is set upon the hill in the name of Jesus, will never be hid in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we bless your name in Jesus' powerful name, I pray. Amen. So I'm praying for the unity. Unity for the church. Ephesians 4:3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father, I pray for us, oh God, that Lord will help each and every one of us to be united in the name of Jesus, oh God. Amen. We'll be united in the spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Give us the grace, oh God, to be united. Bond us with the cord of the Lord that cannot be broken, oh God. That we will love each other with all our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We bless your name. We exalt your name in Jesus' name.
It's my time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, sister. All right.
Wonderful Father, we love on you this morning, this afternoon. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our teacher. We thank you for being our confidant. We thank you for being our healer, our deliverer. You are the Almighty One. Thank you, El Shaddai. We love on you for being with us in the midst this morning, this afternoon, and this evening. Thank you for every family that came in on this morning. We thank you for every prayer request that's been put in the chat and every unspoken request. Father, we acknowledge you on today. God, we ask you for your forgiveness of each and everything that we have ever done, known and unknown. Create within us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. I come to pray over families on today. I thank you, God, in your word, Isaiah 54:13. I will teach all your children and they will enjoy peace. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. He humbles the proud and brings down the arrogant city. He brings it down to the dust. This afternoon, this morning, this evening, I come as a charge to pray over families. I decree and declare that families who are going through emotional stress, I thank you, oh God, that you are the God that heals and you are the God that restores. And I decree and declare that by your stripes, families are healed. They're healed from emotional stress. They're healed from physical stress. And they're healed. We come at the agreement of premature death, whether that death is physical, psychologically, or emotionally. We come out of agreement that we will die early. I thank you, oh God, that the spirit of life and peace is resting on families that's represented in this room. I thank you, oh God, that every generational curse back to 400 and 500 generations are annihilated and consumed by fire. I thank you, oh God, that you are blessing mothers and fathers. I cover husbands on today. I cover them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. I thank you, God, that you've given them supernatural peace in the name of Jesus. The pressing that's on their shoulders, you're lifting it up now, oh God, over every husband that's being the head of the family. I thank you, God, that you're giving him super natural ideas and witty inventions. You give us supernatural provision. I thank you, Father, that you cover him in the blood. I give you glory, God. You teaching him how to pray. You teaching him how to war over his family. I thank you that he will be a man of valor in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover the wife, God, as she covered the husband and as she covered the children. Let her be a wife that prays. Let her be a wife that wars. Let her be a wife that seeks your face. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we give you glory on today. And we cover every child that's represented in this room. You begin, God, to heal the minds of children. Go, God, into their childhood and everything that they had to endure. You begin to heal. We break every demonic spirit that's attached to our children, that's attached to our siblings, that's attached to every unit of the family. We come against ungodly relationships in the mighty name of Jesus, and they are destroyed. I plead the blood that heals, the blood that restores, the blood that revives over every family that's represented in this room. I decree and declare that no weapon that's formed over your children, that's formed over your marriage, shall prosper. I cover the single parents that's raising sons and daughters, that you would give them wisdom, give them supernatural wisdom, give them daily provision. Allow them, oh God, to be a good steward over what you put in their hands. So God, I thank you that you're meeting the needs of every family in this room. Your many mental needs. I cast down depression. I cast down oppression. Suicidal thoughts is under the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let your blood be on the doorpost of every family in this room. And God, we thank you that miracle signs and wonders is a river that's flowing to the families. They will experience supernatural provision. I come against today the spirit of discord that's been sown in family. This disruptors, we're here on today to go into the bloodline and rebuke and break up and destroy the spirit of discord, the spirit of misunderstanding. Let forgiveness fall on the wife. Let forgiveness fall on the husband. Let forgiveness fall on the children. I pray for parents that need to apologize. Oh, mama, so I need to apologize to their children. I pray for children that need to apologize to their parents. Give them a spirit of forgiveness in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that you're restoring families. You're restoring them by the hundreds. You're restoring them by the thousands. I send angels on assignment to the borders of those in this room, to every city and every country, that your angels are on guard and disrupting the plans of the enemy. So anything in your bloodline that's crept up in your DNA is annihilated and consumed by fire. We thank you, God, that testimonies are coming. We thank you, God, that those who are in illegal relationships are now destroyed. We break them. Break. Be destroyed by the blood. No more sexual identity. Men will know their men. Women will know their women. We break the spirit of perversion that's crept up in our children. The blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the Lord, God rebuke you out of our children, out of our husbands, out of our wives. I thank you, oh God, that you're healing wives who've been hurt by their family members. You're healing husbands that have word curses that been spoken over them. You will rise up to your place. Women will rise up to their place. And I rebuke the spirit of rebellion that's coming out, children. They are free. Wives are free. Husbands are free. Our sisters and our brothers are free. Our aunties and our uncles. Our cousins and our siblings. The spirit of drugs and alcohol is broken off of your family. I speak freedom. I speak peace. And I speak deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen and amen. Ooh, come on, my soto, da 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 da, be anko ban shaka.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, Lord. Father, we thank you that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad. Father, Lord, we just thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides every single one of our needs, oh Lord. We thank you because you have given us the power to create wealth in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father, we thank you because silver and gold is yours, says the Lord of hosts, and you own cattle on 1,000 hills. Is there anything too difficult for you, Lord? Is there anything that we need that you would not provide for us, oh Lord? Father, after you've given your only Son, there's nothing, Lord, that we would need, nothing that we would request, Lord, that you would withhold your hand. And so, Lord, we just thank you in advance, Lord, for meeting all of our needs. We thank you for the provision, Lord. Father, as we come to you, Lord, Father, for employment, Lord, and for increase, Lord, and provision, Lord, we know that you would meet us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. I just want to quickly and speak on provision. You know, when you look at the story, the first prayer, I'm just going to pray that the Lord would open doors of provision and opportunities that no man can close. If you remember the story of the woman, the widow, that Elisha went to meet, right? She went to Elisha. She said that my husband is dead. He was one of your servants, the prophets, and their debtors have come to take my sons. What to do? Well, Elisha was there because there was an opportunity that he was going to present to her. And many times the Lord will not just send money to flow from trees, but he will give us opportunities. He will open the door. So I'm praying, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you're the one who opens the doors that no man can close. And you close the doors that no man can open. Father, Lord, open the doors of opportunity. Open the doors of provision for us in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father, Lord, show us the things, Lord, that we can do in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Father, Lord, we pray for anyone who is looking for a place, Lord, to work, Lord, for a job, Lord, that you would open those doors of opportunity, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that the phones would be ringing, the emails would be received, Lord, for those opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father, Lord, we pray for your divine favor, Lord, for anywhere that we apply, that wherever we're looking for these opportunities, Lord, that the doors would be wide open, waiting, Lord, for your people, Lord, to step into the place that you have for them, Lord, for increase, for prosperity, for wealth, oh Lord, and for provision in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes. If you remember the story in Hagar and Ishmael, when Hagar and Ishmael were sent away, we see this in Genesis chapter 21. And Hagar, she ran out of water. And so she put the child to the side, and she cried out to the Lord. And it says here in verse 17, and God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Verse 19 says, then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the drink to the lad. If God did not open her eyes to see the provision that was set before her, she would sit there and she'd be thirsty, and the lad would be thirsty. What does that mean? That there's provision that God has already released to us. God, open our eyes to see what you have already put in our hands. The same thing with the woman, the widow in Elisha. Elisha said, what can I do for you? What do you have? She said, I only have oil. And it was that oil in her house. She said, I have nothing but oil. If God did not send Elisha to say, this oil, the only thing that you have, that is what you're going to use for your financial increase. So let us pray, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, open our eyes. See, when God opens your eyes, you see things that other people cannot see. You see ideas and different wisdom. Father, open our eyes to see the ideas. Open our eyes to the provision that you have already set before us. Open our eyes, Lord, to what we have in our homes, what we have in our hands, the gifts, the talents, Lord, the attributes that you've already put in our lives, Lord, for us to make wealth. The Bible says God is the one who gives power to create wealth. We need our eyes to be open, O Lord. Father, open our eyes, Lord, to see what we're not seeing in the physical, Lord, so we can take full advantage of all the open doors, all the opportunities, all the provisions, Father, all the gifts and talents that you've already bestowed upon us, upon our families, Lord, that we will create wealth in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. The provision, Lord, that you've already given us, put in our hands, open our eyes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And then the Bible says that the Lord is the one who gives power to make wealth. After the Lord has opened our eyes, we have to move. There are things that we need to do. There are principles that we need to enforce. There are disciplines that we need to put into place. There is diligence that we need to do. The woman, the widow that Elisha told, she had to go and borrow jars. And then she had to pour the jars. There is work that needs to be done. Father, give me the power to do the work that I need to do. Because you've already opened the door. You've already given me the provision. Now you have opened my eyes to see what it is. Give me the power, Lord, to create this wealth. Give me the power to move forward. Give me the power to do what you have called me to do. Father, Lord, we pray that you will give us the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the power that we need to execute everything that you've given us. You've already blessed us with all the blessings of heaven. You've already endowed us with the great and mighty things. Lord, give us the power, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, Lord. Father, Lord, give us what we need, Lord. Give us that understanding that you gave to the Hebrew boys, Lord, that they had understanding above their peers, Lord, that they were quick to understand things. They have knowledge, O Lord. Whatever we need, Lord, show us, give us the resources, Lord, that we need, Lord, to create the wealth, Lord, because you've already given us the vision. You've already given us the ideas. You've already opened the doors of opportunity that wherever we plant our feet, that we should take that territory. Wherever we go, that favor would follow us in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord. Father, Lord, for all of us, whether looking for an employment or if God has placed a business inside your heart, Father, Lord, give us the power, the wisdom, the knowledge, the insight that we need to create the wealth that you've already released to us for the opportunities, Lord, and the open doors that you've already opened unto us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And then lastly, destiny helpers. You see, it was Elisha who gave the widow the idea of what to do. There are people. See, when God, we're asking for increase and prosperity, God doesn't give us a money tree. Sometimes he'll send people to see things in your life that you can't see, to see talents in your life that you can't see. We need those destiny helpers to open our eyes. And then they also have resources that we don't have. Lord, send destiny helpers, Lord, that will help us, Lord, to position ourselves for the greatness that you have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. It was Elisha that says that oil, the only thing that you have in your house, is what will make you rich, is what will get you out of debt. Lord, send those helpers who will see the things that you have divinely connected us to, Lord, who will help us, whether with the talents that they have, with the knowledge that they have, with the experiences that they have, or the resources, or the connections that they have. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, align us with those people who will take us to the next level. Align us with the destiny helpers, Lord, that I need to be in place, Lord, to help us to get to where we need to be, to help us to make that wealth, to help us to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, Lord, send those destiny helpers, Lord, that will connect with us, Lord, that will give us the resources, that will give us the strength, that will even just encourage us every single day to move to the next level in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Those, Lord, those destiny helpers, Lord, like Aaron and Hur, who were able to lift up Moses. Sometimes we just need somebody to see what we can't see, to encourage us. Father, send those people who see what we cannot see, that you have sent to help us to increase and get to the place that you have for us, O Lord. Father, Lord, we just thank you. We give you glory, Lord. We give you all the adoration, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we know you have opened the door for us. We thank you because you have opened our eyes. We thank you because you have given us power to create wealth. And we thank you because you have aligned us with the people, the positions, the governments, the entities, the corporations, whatever it is, to be able to do what you've called us to do and to prosper, Lord, and to become kingdom finances as you have called us to be. And we give you all the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving and praise, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we ask you, Lord God, as we pray for the single families, Lord God, that God, you would keep your arms wrapped around them, Lord. Guide them, protect them, keep them out of harm's way. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because you have loved even the single families. It's not the traditional family, but there is a one-parent family that you are watching over. God, thank you and thank you and thank you. We ask, God, that you continue to give wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, Lord God, to the parent as they raise their children alone, Lord God. God, we know that there are finances that comes, and there when there's not two finances, Lord God, the situation and the circumstance is much, much harder. But God, you promised us in your word that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So Lord God, let us continue to trust you even when things look like that they're not happening for us. God, we ask right now that you would be with that family, be with the children, that they would cooperate with the parent, Lord God, because there isn't another parent, Lord God, then that makes a lot of responsibility be on the children, that they have to look after one another. God, we ask right now that you would go into the single household homes right now, and God, place angels around the families. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for the single families, Lord God, because you loved us just like you love the families that has the husband and the wife. God, we thank you because you didn't throw us away because there was no other mate. Lord, we just give you glory because you are such an awesome God. I ask right now, God, that the children, Lord God, would be protected. A lot of time when there's no other parent, children get picked on by other children that have both their mother and their father. Father, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus, that children will not be rude and cruel to those children that are only being raised by one parent. Father, we ask that you would give them the courage to stand up and let it be known that you are their father, that you are their mother. Which one is absent, you have taken that place, and that you are the person that will lead and guide that family, and they will be just what you have called them to be. Father, you know a family that prays together stays together. So, Lord God, we pray, God, that the family, the single families, Lord God, would learn to lean and depend on you and not on their own understanding. We give you glory, Lord, for the things that you are doing. Father, we ask that you would just be with them when it comes to that single parent, Lord God. If one gets sick, there is no one else to count on but you, Lord God. So, God, we ask that you would keep that parent that is providing for the children, keep them healthy at all times, Lord God. You said that you wanted us to prosper and be in good health. So we're speaking that for the single families right now, God, because there is no partner to depend on other than you, Lord Jesus. So, God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God, for what you're about to do in the single family home. Lord God, provide. God, give everything that they need, the food on their table, the clothes on their backs, Lord God, the roof over their head, Lord God. Provide, and provide for them. God, we thank you because we know that sometimes when we're just one parent, that we lean and depend on you more so than when there are two parents because they have a partner to depend on and lean on. So God, just give us wisdom, give us revelation, knowledge, give us understanding when it comes to raising our children. Lord God, because we are just one and we don't get that break sometimes, we grow weary, Lord God. We grow tired, Lord God. And God, our patience grows thin. Lord, give us patience to be with our children. Give us what we need, Lord, that they will be able to understand, Lord God, that we are in this together, that we will work this thing out together. God, sometimes we need support. Lord, direct them to resources, Lord God, that will be able to help them to be able to do the things that they need to do financially, spiritually, and mentally, Lord God. God, we come against bullying right now in the name of Jesus, because a lot of times we have our guards up as children that don't have both parents, and we are out here doing things that we should not be doing, God. But God, give them that peace. Give them that peace that surpasses all understanding, that they will know that you are with them, that they don't have to go out here and interrogate other people because they don't have either the father or the mother in the home. And then, Father, wherever that absent parent may be, Lord God, if they're still alive, Lord God, let them love their children enough that they wanted to provide for them, that they want to spend time with them, Lord God, that they don't abandon them because they're no longer with the mother or with the father. God, so many will just turn away from the families when the relationship ends. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you honor all these things, Lord God. And we know, God, that as long as we have you, we don't have to worry about a thing. But we want you to bless, Lord. We want you to bless like you've never blessed before. God, continue to take care of them. Watch over them, Lord God, even when they're sleeping, Lord God, even when they're out on the playground, just watch over the children, Lord God. The children are a gift from you, God. You have loaned them to us. And God, what you have loaned them to do is for us to train them up in a way, Lord God, that when they get old, they will not depart from you. So God, we thank you. We thank you for our children. We thank you for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us. And God, we ask that you would teach us to be the best parent that we can be to our children, God. And that means that we must love them unconditionally. We must love them when they're good, love them when they're bad, love them unconditionally. Lord God, then also we need to be able to chastise them when they do wrong. Do not. It says we spoil the child. If we spare the rod, we spoil the child. Lord God, we don't want children that are spoiled. And as a single parent, we can't afford to have spoiled children. So God, we just give you glory. We give you honor for the wisdom that you give. We give you glory and honor for the knowledge that you give. And we give you glory and honor for the understanding of raising our children, Lord God. And God, you know what we realize, even as the children grow up and they become grown, Lord God, that the teachings that we have given them, Lord God, that they won't depart from it, that they'll take it into their household with their families, Lord God, and that it'll be from generation to generation to generation, that these people will come to love you for who you are. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. You are a God that loves us unconditionally, and we want to say we love you back. In Jesus' name, we have prayed this morning with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to be praying for the marriages. And I have four prayer points here. I would like every one of us to join in the prayer. So I will say all the prayer points so that we can all pray together. Glory to God. The first one we're going to be praying, God is actually the one that instituted marriage. He is the foundation. Psalm 127 verse 1, he said, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who builds it. Unless the Lord guides the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And in Genesis 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. God has already built this from the beginning, and we are going to be praying that the Lord will establish us as the foundation of every marriage represented here. We're going to pray, Lord, take your rightful place in the center of our homes. Let every marriage be rooted in the truth
and in the guided principles by the Spirit of our Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to be praying. Let God be the center of every marriage represented here. Let God be the center. Let God establish us in love just from the beginning, the way he has done it. Let us be built with that love. Let us make God the foundation of our marriages. Hallelujah. And every marriage represented here of your children, of your grandchildren, we're going to be praying, Father, in the name of Jesus. We call upon your name. You started this. You are the one that builds a city, oh God. We cannot even keep ourselves, oh God. You are the one that keeps us. Therefore, we commit our marriages into your hands, oh God. Father, please be the center of every marriage represented here in the name of the Lord Jesus. We cannot go without you, oh God. Therefore, we yield ourselves. We yield our spirit, our soul to you, oh God. And we call you to come be in the center in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have instituted this and you have brought us together by your Spirit of God. Therefore, we pray that we will be one flesh in the name of the Lord Jesus. There shall not be any division amongst us, oh God. We call upon your name to establish your presence in every family that is represented here today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are able to do, oh God, exceedingly abundantly above all that we could think or imagine. Father, King of glory, we pray that you will unite us, oh God, as you have instituted it, oh God. We are one flesh that cannot be divided in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're going to be praying for the second prayer point. Glory to God. He says, let's pray for love, respect, and submission in our marriages. Bible says in Colossians 3:14, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in your heart richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to pray. Lord, teach us to love our spouses selflessly and unconditionally. Cultivate the respect, honor, and understanding in our marriages to help us walk in humility and grace. Hallelujah. We're going to pray that God will give us that spirit of love to respect our spouses, to be dear presently. We're not going to love them because they have given us something. We're going to love them unconditionally. Go ahead and begin to pray for every marriage represented here. Father, King of glory, the spirit of love is upon us. The spirit of wisdom is upon us. We're able to love and respect one another. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bind the spirit of wickedness in our hearts. Father, King of glory, the spirit of selfishness in our hearts. We begin to pray, oh God, that we are loving one another effortlessly, unconditionally, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your Spirit of God dwell in our hearts, oh Lord, that we will be able to express love, yes, oh God, unconditionally to our spouses, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray for that spirit of humility and the grace of God to be in our mouths, that we respond, oh King of glory, with love to every question, to every challenge that comes our way, oh God. We are able to respond, oh God, with grace in our hearts, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Li kabaliana sataya, lero zabrada da sota li kalinguroto zibra hata, rakasondo li araba sina manda gabasonto brakuzi. In the name of the Lord Jesus, oh rabanda gabasata li akozo brakiza nanta, robo jabahira satayanda. Our souls are filled with love in the name of Jesus. Our spirit man is alive, oh God, and the selfishness is departed from our hearts, in the name of the Lord Jesus. As the children of God, we express love, O King of glory, to our spouses, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you will continue to build us up, O God, in peace and in unity. We speak with grace in our mouths, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you glory, our Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We're going to pray. We have two more prayer points. We're going to pray for our wisdom and the peace in the way we communicate. Praise the Lord. Psalms 15, verse 1, it says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. Praise the Lord. We're going to be praying, Lord, guide our mouths. Let our words bring life and not destruction. Help us to be quick to listen and slow to speak in our homes. Grant us the wisdom to handle conflict with peace and maturity. Praise the Lord. We're going to be praying for the word of God in our mouths as we speak. We answer with soft answers. Praise the Lord. We're going to be praying that God will grant us the grace to be able to handle conflicts in our marriages. And it's true that conflicts arise. Nobody will say there's no conflicts arising in marriages. Then we'll be lying to ourselves. We're going to be praying for the wisdom when we have decisions to make, that the wisdom of God is upon us. The grace of God is upon us. That we answer one another with soft answer wisely. We can hold back our angers in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we are the children of God, and you have given us your Spirit of God. Therefore, we pray this morning, of God, that we will be able to respond to our spouses with wisdom, with love. We communicate with peace, of God. Take away harshness in our tones, harshness in our voices, in the name of Jesus. Let every stony heart of God become flesh in the name of the Lord Jesus, that the soft answers will be able to drive out, oh God, that conflict that is arising. We'll be able to resolve them, oh God, with wisdom in our hearts, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that we'll be able to communicate with one another, oh King of Glory, in love and in unity, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that your grace, oh God, is in our hearts, is in our mouth, is manifested in every step that we take. In the name of Jesus, we are not envious of one another, oh God. We are not in competition with one another, oh God. But we are in love, oh King of Glory, as one people, in oneness, in one unity. Yes, oh God. Yes, you have called us to be together in partnership, in a contract, oh King of Glory. We are in partnership, oh King of Glory. Yes, oh God, we are not fighting one another. We are built up together, oh Lord, in love, in the name of the Lord Jesus, with understanding, oh King of Glory. We are built up together, and therefore we fight together, oh God, not within ourselves, but with whatever comes our way, oh King of Glory. We unite as one flesh and we fight, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, we give you praise and glory. Your loving kindness is upon us. Your Spirit is already bestowed upon us. Therefore, we walk in love in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemies of God. And Father, we pray, this brings us to the next prayer point. We're going to be praying for the attacks that the enemy has launched against marriages. Praise the Lord. There has been increase in divorces and fights. People are no longer patient. People are no longer able to tolerate one another. Any little thing, they go forth into divorce. We're going to pray for love. We're going to pray for the grace of God to help us to be able to understand one another and to live together in peace and unity. And then we're going to fight against the enemy that has launched an attack. And when the enemy destroys the marriage, then the children are destroyed. Therefore, we're praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew, it says, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined together with his wife as one flesh. And they too shall become one. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Let no man separate them. What is going on is this separation that is happening everywhere. God has joined us together. Let no court, nobody separate. Let no financial problem, let no lying, cheating, nothing like that separate us. In any way that the enemy is bringing all these things to destroy that foundation that God has established, we're going to pray it is not going to affect us anymore. We're going to say, Lord God, we come to you against every attack of the enemy in our marriages. And we're going to cancel every spirit of division that is launched against the marriages. Praise the Lord. go ahead and open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray powerful prayer against the attack of the enemy concerning our marriages, because once it's destroyed, then the devil goes after our children. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we begin to destroy every work of darkness in and around our homes.
Amen.
Anyone that the enemy is fighting against the marriages,
Just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. I want to pray for children right now, Lord God. Is there any mother in this house ready to contend for their children? We want to contend for our children right now in the name of Jesus. Psalm 127:3 says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Lord, we thank you for the fruit of the womb. We thank you for giving us our children. Lord, we magnify you. We bless you, Lord God. We do not take them for granted, oh God. Lord, we are grateful, Lord God. We are grateful for our children, Lord God. We love our children despite their differences, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. We want to pray for our children today, Lord God. Psalm 127:5 says, happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Lord, we speak against any enemy against our children and their progress and their mental well-being right now in the name of Jesus. We cast out any thoughts, imaginations against them that are not of you, Lord God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. Begin to cover your children right now in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Begin to cover your children in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We will contend for our children. We pray that as mothers, Lord, we speak life over our children. We bless them always, Lord God. We don't curse them, and we will never mourn over our children, Lord God. And we will not mourn over their life decisions, Lord God. Is there any child that is wayward right now, Lord God? We pray, Lord God, that you bring them back in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you bring them back. Hear our prayers, oh Lord. Hear our cry, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you have mercy upon them, Lord God. We have mercy as they choose their friends, as they go to work, as they do different things, as they're driving, Lord God. We pray protection over them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray protection over them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, we want to pray for our children that are of marrying age, Lord God. We want to pray for our children of marrying age, Lord God. We want to connect them to their godly spouse in the name of Jesus. Let them not be in a rush. Let us, as mothers, let us not push our children to the wrong spouses. Let them Let the right spouses, Lord God, that's meant for them, let the women, Lord God, wait upon you and do the things of the Lord and raise up godly sons, Lord God, to find our daughters and allow our daughters to be found in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for no delay in their marriage. We pray for no delay in their finances. We pray for no delay in their prosperity in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. And Isaiah 54:11, it says, O thou afflicted, you're tossed with tempest and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones and fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of a gates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and of all thy borders of pleasant stones, and all thy children, in Isaiah 54:13, all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. So Lord, as your daughters, as mothers, we decree over our children today in the name of Jesus. We decree over them, Lord God, in righteousness, Lord God, shall thou be established, Lord God. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. You speak over our children. Begin to call your children's names and speak over them. We speak that they should not fear. They should be away from terror. It shall not come near them. Behold, they will gather together, but not by our children, O Lord. Not by our children. And whosoever shall gather against them, they shall fall for thy sake in Jesus' name. And we pray, O God, that no weapon that is formed that is against our children shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against them in judgment shall be condemned. Lord, have mercy on our children, Lord God. Protect them, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God, in their going out and in their coming in. Lord God, protect their schools, O God. We come against violence in the schools. We come against gun in the schools. We come against bullying in the schools. We come against drug and peer pressure in the school. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you guide them as they pick their friends, Lord God. Protect their minds, O God. Protect them from depression, Lord God. Protect them from anxiety, O God. Protect them from all kind of mental illnesses, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you will help us, Lord God, as mothers and to notice our children when things are wrong with them, Lord God. Give us the grace and the words to speak over them, Lord God. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Lord, help us to train our children according to your word, in the admonition of the Lord, Lord God. Give us the strength to train our children, even when we are weary, Lord God. Even when we're weary, oh God. Help us to use wisdom in loving our children, and not to continue in any generational wrongdoings. Lord, we pray, Lord God, even if we're raised a certain way, and if it's not right, Lord God, we pray that we cancel every generational wrongdoings as we begin to raise our children. Give us patience. Give us love. Give us tolerance for our children. Help us to be a good example for our children so that they want to follow you with all of their heart, Lord God. And Lord, God, you hear the mother's cry. Those that are crying unto the Lord, even if their children have drifted off the Lord. Lord God, help us, Lord God, trust in your word that they will return, Lord God, just like the prodigal son, Lord God. Lord God, have mercy upon them, O Lord. Let us not withdraw our love from them, Lord God, just as you have not withdrawn your love from us, Lord God. Give them a hunger for your word, wherever they may be in the night, Lord God. Where if they decide to drift and be out everywhere, protect them, Lord God, for our sake, Lord God. Protect them and bring them home, Lord God. Have mercy upon them, O God. Lord God, once we're grateful, we are grateful for our children, and we cover them in the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for giving them unto us, Lord God, and we pray for them, and we cover them in the blood of Jesus. And in all these things we pray, and we give thanks for our children. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful prayer time that we've had. Powerful, powerful prayer in this place. We thank God for all our prayer warriors. Indeed, we are contending. We are contending in this meeting for the faith that was once delivered. We thank God for this meeting. Yes, we are on fire, and the devil is going to burn to hell in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this prayer meeting. And if any, we're all going to pray together. This is group prayer right now. If we have any prayer points in the chat room that people are praying for their children, let me see. Is there anyone that have any prayer point there? But we thank God. First of all, I want to thank God for this prayer. How is going? I want to thank God for the prayer warrior. talk. I want to thank God for answering all our prayers. We want to lift up that the Lord God, we're all going to open and begin to pray right now. Open your mic. And it's a group prayer. Let us pray and cover all the prayers that have gone forth in this room for the church, for the family, and everything. Father, we thank you.
Amen and amen and amen.
Mama, you have to unmute. Mom, you have to unmute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I muted myself. So we're going to go now to the fruit of the womb. And that is the next prayer point that we're going to be praying over. You know, the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. As we take on this prayer, we want to first of all thank God for blessing us with the fruit of the womb. We know that he has done it and the Lord is good. So I'm going to ask everyone that is here, that is looking for the fruit of the womb, to put their hands on their womb. And if you know anyone that is also seeking the fruit of the womb, do it for them. Put your hands on your womb, and we're going to pray this morning. We know that the fruit of the womb is the children are the heritage of the Lord. Lo, in Psalm 127 verse 3, it says, lo, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So God is the one, is the rewarder of the fruit of the womb. Therefore today, we are going to contend for that fruit of the womb. We are going to ask God to rain down upon as many as are looking for the fruit of the womb. Psalm 139 verse 9. Lord, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Ah, marvelous are thy works. And by soul, our soul right knows right well. Our substance was not hid from thee. When you were made in secret and the curious part of the lowest part of the earth, God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he created children in the womb. Therefore, we are praying this morning and we are raining down. We are contending with every forces that has taught anyone that wants to have their children, that it will comfort for them in the name of the Lord. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 4, is blessed shall the fruit of thy body. The Lord will bless the fruit of thy body, which is your womb, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Is a blessing. It's a covenant present that God has put upon human race. He said, be blessed, go and increase. multiply and increase the earth. So we are going to multiply. You are going to multiply in the name of Jesus. And in Psalm 27, verse 4 and 5 says, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that have his quiver full of them. And I know our men, our husbands, have their quiver full of these children. They will bring the children forth. They will deposit into their wife, and the child, the baby will come forth, and the egg will be germinated in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, even the God of our Father, who shall help us, and the Almighty God, He shall bless us with the blessings of heaven above. He will bless the deep. The life under, it will bless our breast and our womb. We bless them, our womb will breastfeed our babies in the name of Jesus. We plead and we command. We contend with every forces. You say, I will contend with those that contend with you. The Lord will contend with any forces against anyone that's supposed to have children. Lord, even as you contended, even with the people that contend with Anna, yes, the other wife that contended with Anna and was making fun of her. Lord, she sorrowed in her heart. She cried to the Lord with a sorrowful heart, and the Lord opened her womb. Lord, this day, as many have cried unto you, as mothers that have cried concerning their children, as fathers that have cried concerning their daughters, that they will have children in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus as we contend this morning that there will be an opening, the open door in the name of Jesus, that none shall be barren among us in Jesus' name. And you will love the Lord and bless thee and multiply thee, and He will also bless the fruit of thy womb. Deuteronomy 7:13. Amen. And we will bless the Lord. We love Him. We pray that the Lord will multiply us. He will also bless the fruit of our womb, the fruit of our land, and our corn, and our wine, and every oil, and increase of our kind, the flocks of our sheep, the land which we swear unto the fathers to give us, and we shall be blessed above all people, and that there shall no be male or female, no male or female barren among us or among our cattle in the name of Jesus. We will bring forth, we will not bring forth for trouble, we will bring forth for grace in Jesus' name. And we pray this, Lord, you arise, O Lord, and have mercy upon Zion. For the time has come to favor as many as are looking unto you for the fruit of the womb. Yea, the Lord, the set time has come to help us, O Lord. This is the time. This is the right time. Lord, as we contend in this prayer, Lord, open up the heavens. And Lord, pour down. You created the heavens and the earth and all that are therein. Many generations you have created. Millions of people. Is there anything that you cannot do? Nothing that is too hard for thee. Therefore, Lord, as we pray this prayer, this marks the beginning, O Lord, and we know that you have done it in the name of Jesus. He said, nothing shall cast their young. Exodus 23:26 says, nothing shall cast their young, no, nor barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. The Lord will fulfill the babies. The Lord will fulfill the number of their days. As they are born, they will not bring forth for trouble. The children that they are good, they will be goodly children. Children, no blemish will be found in them. They will be children like Daniel, all of with good understanding, with knowledge, with authority, that will rule the world. These are the children that God will give us. The name of Jesus, I will make the barren woman. Psalm 113, verse 9 says, He made the barren woman to keep houses and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord will make the barren woman to keep house and be a joyful mother of children. In the name of Jesus, we pray that none of us is barren in Jesus' name. It will come forth even as we have prophesied it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You will bless every womb in this place, and everyone that we are standing for, you will bless. We will see in the story of Anna, the prayer of Anna, and she vowed. She fell and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto the handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And she made a vow. She made a vow. I want you, as you are praying for the fruit of the womb, make a vow to the Lord. Make a vow in your heart and say, Lord, this is what I will do for this child, especially that you will give that child back to the Lord, to serve the Lord, in that you train the child in the way that they should go and they will not depart from it, that you will do your duty as a parent to train that child in the way of the Lord, that in the kingdom of God, that this child will prosper in the kingdom of God. Make that vow to the Lord right now, and the Lord will hear you in the name of Jesus. Father, as we make this vow, that this child that you're going to come out of this prayer time, Lord, will be dedicated to the glory and to the honor of the Lord, that every womb that is open, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we give glory. Glory. That children will give the glory to Lord. You will give trouble for their trouble in Jesus' name. And so is Rachel. Rachel, in Genesis 30:22, God remembered Rachel and God acting to her and opened her womb. Ah, God will remember you. You that you are seeking the Lord for the fruit of the womb. Put your name there and God remembers Rachel and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Lord, but I will pray in the name of Jesus. As Joshua speak to the son, even in the valley of Ajalon, we want the valley of Ajalon moment at this point. Lord, that you rain down, Lord, triplets, double, twins, triplets in the name of Jesus upon every womb that is looking unto you this morning in the name of Jesus or this afternoon. For the Lord this child, and when she got the child and she brought it to the Lord and said, for this child I prayed. And the Lord had given me my petition, which I asked of him. Blessed be the name of the Lord, that he hears us when we pray unto him, when we cry unto him. I said, Lord, hear us, O Lord. Hear our petition. Answer us, O Lord. Father, fulfill, Lord, our desire concerning having children. Because these children are the heritage of the Lord. They don't belong to us, but they are the heritage of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We want to be prayed for those that are planted in the house of the Lord. You, I'm talking to you now, that you are planted in the house of the Lord. You serve the Lord with all your hearts. You will flourish in the court of our God. You will still bring forth fruit in your old age. Well, I don't care what age you are. The Lord said, you are as long as you are planted in the house of the Lord, and you are doing the will of the Lord, you are not doing anything extra outside the will of the Lord. You are faithfully serving the Lord. The Lord said, thou shalt still bring forth in old age, say the word of the Lord. And this is in the word of God in Psalm 92, 13 to 15. The word of the Lord is going to happen. In word of the Lord, there shall be fruit, fat, and flourishing. The show forth that the Lord is upright. The Lord is upright and is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. He will not lie to us. Therefore, the Lord will bring forth in the right time. In the name of Jesus, he maketh the barren woman to keep houses and to be a joyful mother of children. You will be a joyful mother of children, and you will praise the Lord your God because he has done it. Because this is a battle that we have taken to the Lord, and he has won the battle. We thank him because he has given us the power to command. We say, concerning the work of my hands, command you me. Babies are the work of his hand. The fruit of the womb is the command. It's his fruit is the work of his hand. And we are commanding, and we are demanding, and we are contending for the things that belong to us in the name of Jesus. Blessed are those among women. You are blessed. The fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy hand in the name of Jesus. The fruit of your womb is blessed. Amen. I thank God for this powerful time of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. I will turn it over to my dear husband, Pastor Yato, to speak. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Again, I want to say, welcome everybody to Contending Prayer, brought to you by Sarah's Daughters. And you can find Sarah's Daughters on Talkhouse can find, and they have a prayer room every day at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. In Arizona, it's 4:30 a.m. Rise and shine. And, you know, you can find them. So just 15 minutes or 20 minutes a day in the morning. Powerful declarations over the womb of the morning. Join and you will be blessed. Today, I want to welcome you to the Resurrection Weekend. That's right. All over the world, you know, we thank God, you know, that there is a remembrance of sorts. The fact that, you know, Jesus actually came into this world to die for us. And many people don't know what they are celebrating or what they are marking. For us, we call it the Resurrection Weekend. You know, that power that Jesus brought to us to deliver us from the power of darkness to the kingdom of light. I want to tell you some few words that Jesus spoke. In the book of John, chapter 4 and verse 34, Jesus said, I have come to do my Father's will. And he said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. What is the will of God that sent Jesus into this world? What is his will? Jesus will declare, will go on to declare in John chapter 6 and verse 38 through 40, he said, I came not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will that sent me, that anyone that should come unto me, that's right, I will lose none of them, but will give them eternal life. And I will raise them up at the last day. I want to invite everybody that's in this place. Now, I don't make no assumptions that just because we come to the prayer room or just because we go to church or just because we sing in the choir or do all of these things. No, make no assumptions. Jesus said, made this powerful declaration to a man who was a religious leader, Nicodemus, in John chapter 3, said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And this man said, what must I do? Are you telling me I have to re-enter my mother's womb and be born the second time? Jesus said, no. But if you are not born by the Spirit and water, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Because that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so every one of us is born in the flesh. The time we were born by a mom, you know, well, we are flesh. And when you are born in the Spirit, by the Spirit of God, and the Word of God, you become spirit. You turn from just that fleshly realm and the carnal things into the things of the Spirit. There was one declaration that Jesus made on the cross at the end of it all in John 19 and 13. I mean, 19 and 30. He said, it is finished. Now, let's take ourselves through a little journey. First, he said that my meat, which is, you know, his food, everything, his passion, everything is to do the Father's will and to finish his work. Then he tells us what the Father's will is. The Father's will is anyone that will see the Son of God and come to him, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. And I will raise him up the last day. And then finally, he said, it is finished. Now, his purpose was to do the Father's will and to finish it. And on the cross, he declared that it is finished. Now, so let me declare to everyone that's here, or, you know, whether they see the replays or listen later on, that the Lord Jesus Christ finished the work. Glory to God. Because he said it is finished. Now, what exactly did he finish? Isaiah declared it this way. He said, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Jesus said, it is finished. So Jesus finished the work. And as we reflect the world's reflects. For us who are truly born again, this is a joy thing, a thing of joy for us every day. But there are some special days that people have remembrance. But every day is really the day of the Lord. Today and every day we celebrate his goodness because Christ is risen from the grave. Now, when the devil put him on the cross and they put him down inside our grave and set stones and soldiers and everything, he said, set a guard, set a watch, make sure it doesn't come out of there. But I guarantee you, the psalmist said, thou shalt not suffer my soul to see corruption, neither without leave thy Holy One there, you know, in hell, there. You know, when it was time, even as Jesus himself said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. You know, nobody, there's no religion, no spiritual leader anywhere, religious leader, that made such a profound statement. The Jew put this temple down, will raise it up on the third day. It's not, nobody could do that, but he did. He came out of that grave. And when he came out of that grave, oh my goodness, wow. Bible says when he was even from the point of death, that graves were opened in Matthew chapter 27. The graves were opened. The temple veil was rent in two from top to bottom, signifying a way to the holiest for us. You know, we don't need to be kept out anymore. Don't be kept out. Jesus has opened the door. You don't need, you know, no crystal, no prophet, no angel, no priest, nobody else. Jesus did it. John, in John chapter, Revelation chapter 5, he looked everywhere. Who else can open this book and loose the seals? And there was nobody. But Jesus stepped out of the shadows. The book, hallelujah. Pray that your name is in that book. Now, to guarantee that your name is in that book, that's a book of life. Guarantee that your name is in that book, that only Jesus could open, and only Jesus knew the contents of that book. Guarantee that your name is in the book of life. It was also the title deed for everything, because Jesus obtained inheritance. Said he had prevailed. Guarantee that your name is in that book. You know, you must put your faith in Christ. Put your faith in Christ. Hallelujah. The work that Jesus did, you know, everybody that came into this prayer room today, we all have issues, we have challenges, struggles, various things that we're going through. We all have those things. But there is one thing that not everybody has. Not everybody has the right to be called a child of God until they are born again. That's right. When you are born again, now you are called a child of God. You have access to the kingdom. You have access to everything that Jesus has to offer. The finished work, the finished packet that Jesus said is finished, is yours. Glory to God. I'm going to pray a prayer over this room. God gave us the way of salvation through Christ. The Lord revealed it even to Saul of Tarsus. He finally said in Acts 26, he said, Jesus met me on the way to Damascus. And he told me that I'm setting you up for a mission. To open the eyes of the people and to bring them from darkness to light so that they can see the light and they may receive the inheritance with the saints. Now, there is darkness over the minds of people. That's why they can't see the light. The reason why people can't see the light is because their eyes are covered by darkness. Jesus even said the same. He said they would not come to the light because, you know, their deeds are evil. That's the condemnation. That light has come into the world, but people will not come to the light. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on this resurrection weekend, will you come to the light? So he will say, well, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what that means. Well, he will tell you what it means and he will show you what it means. What it means is for you to put your faith and your trust in the Lord. And you do that, he will show you the rest. Take one step. The Lord said, will you walk with me? Will you walk with me today? One step with the Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take one step of faith with him today. Will you trust him with your life? Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for everyone that's in here. And I want those that say, well, you know, I've been hearing about this salvation thing. I've been hearing about the born again thing. But today is your day. The scripture says, 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, today is the day of salvation. Today, not tomorrow, but today. Yeah. If you will hear his voice today, I want you to say, just as I am without one plea, but thou, thy Lord, has made me clean. Just as I am, I want you to come just as you are. Come as you are to the cleansing flood. You don't need to get all cleaned up before you come to the Lord. You can't do it anyway. The Lord is the one that's going to give you that power of regeneration, that power of a new life. Now, I am going to pray this prayer out of Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 8. That's going to be my prayer over this room and this platform today. And I say and declare by the word of the Lord to the heavens and to the earth. Ah. Hallelujah. Let the heavens declare it today. Glory to God. Hear the words of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 8. Drop down, ye heavens. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Drop down, ye heavens. And from above. Drop down, ye heavens, from above. Let the skies pour down righteousness into the hearts and lives of the people that are listening today. Let the earth open up. Glory to God. Let them, heaven and earth together, let them bring forth salvation. Glory to God. And let righteousness spring forth together. I, the Lord, have created it. Now, this is the greatest work of creation that God has. And he's still creating it. He's still creating salvation in the lives of people. The heavens, the earth, together, conjuncting to bring you salvation. Jesus hanging between the heaven and the earth. Upon that cross, his hands wide open, his blood dropping for you and for me. Glory to God. Today, if you will hear his voice, packing not your heart. Lord, I pray for the eyes of the people to be open. I pray that the scales will fall off the eyes of people. Praise God. This is not a religion. There is no religion we're talking about here. This is the life of the Lord that was laid down for every one of us, that we ourselves may have life. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you need forgiveness of sins. There's only one. Jesus said that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. Then he healed the sick just to show them that. I want to show you that Jesus has the power on earth to forgive sin. If you need forgiveness of sins, you say, well, I don't know. I've done this or that. Don't worry about it. You come to the Lord. He will give you a new life. Jesus not only cleanses, not only forgives, but he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. No religion can do that. You know, the Lord gives us the power to have a new heart and a new life. Said, I will give them a new heart. I will take away the heart of stone and I will put my laws in their hearts. Now I'm going to pray for you. If you yourself or someone you know needs salvation, put their name in the chat room. And we're going to pray today. Hallelujah. First for you. Don't let this pass you by. Hallelujah. Assure yourself of a seat in the table, on the table with the Lord, Now, because you can't do it unless you are born again. Assure yourself today of a seat on the table. Now, I pray for everyone. I'm looking at some names. I want to see more names. Put those names on there. We're going to pray the power of salvation. Now, something is going to happen. Scales are going to fall off the eyes of these people in the name of Jesus. And they're going to receive revelation. That's right. Because this is contending prayer. You know, Jesus, he's a master of contending prayer. He prayed one day until blood was coming out of his head like sweat. He was contending for the souls of men. Hallelujah. He contended and he got it. He said, it's like a pearl of gold. I mean, a pearl of great price that a man sold all he had in order to get. Jesus left everything he had and he came to contend for the souls of men. He prayed, coming out of his head like sweat to get you today. Hallelujah. To get you. Glory to God. And he did too. And he said, it is finished. I have gotten them. I have presented them to the Father. Cannot have them again. In the name of Jesus, the devil cannot have your soul. The devil cannot have your children. The devil cannot have your grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says they shall return from the land of the wicked. They shall come back to their own. They shall return. And the words of Jeremiah 31, 16 and 17, the Lord will bring them back. The Lord will bring them back from the land of the enemy. They will return to their own place. You yourself, as a prodigal son, you will come home. You will come home. You will give joy to heaven. I pray for salvation. Those have been saved. So I claim the names of all these people that are here. I claim them for salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I claim a change of heart, a change of life, a change of direction, that the trajectory of your life from this day will change. Hallelujah. You become a part of the kingdom of God. You become a force to be reckoned with. The devil begins to fear you. Because now you're calling upon the name of Jesus with knowledge, not just Jesus whom Paul preaches. No, you are now calling upon the name of the Lord for yourself. Huh? And the devil say, I know Jesus and I know Paul. Huh? Does he know you? Well, he can know you today too. Hallelujah. Your names that were written in the book of life before the world began is now opened up. Now, God sees your name in the book. Hallelujah. And the angels are rejoicing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for everybody that will say, Lord, I put my faith in the Lord. Now I see all these names that are written here and the Lord sees them all. Every name that is written in this chat room today, I pray over them in the name of the Lord. We claim their souls for salvation. Ah, hallelujah. And if there's anybody in here that says, Lord, I give my life to Christ. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I give my life to you today. I have decided to follow Jesus on a special weekend, resurrection weekend. May your life be resurrected into new life in the name of Jesus. Rise up with Christ today. Buried with him. But then risen up with him into newness of life. Glory to God. And I invite you to find, you know, a church that, you know, preaches the truth. And hear the word of God. You can join us on Clubhouse. You can also look for Pastor Yaro on YouTube. That's my channel, Pastor Yaro on YouTube. And then you can find and listen to Words of Life. You can join us on Clubhouse, Walking with God every day. We're there on Clubhouse and receive more, you know, life changing messages. You know, we are there by the grace of God to change average believers, transforming their lives into champions of faith that the devil cannot mess with. Glory to God. The Lord bless everybody that has put their name here, either for yourself or that has stood in the gap for somebody else. God bless you in Jesus' name. Now, if you love the Lord, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Happy Resurrection Weekend.
So now let us pray for the missionaries.
Yeah, you can mute. You can mute everybody, please. Nifi, can you mute everybody? Go ahead and mute everybody, please.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just go ahead and thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time in the Lord. Amen. Everyone, let's just say amen. Let's just thank God. Thank God for the salvation. Thank God for those that are being called to salvation today. Father Almighty, we seal all of these prayers and the call to salvation in Jesus' mighty name. Let heaven back every declaration made in this room. Amen. We do not pray casually. We pray to contend in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Father, as we move on to the next prayer points, we pray for your divine purpose over our lives and the businesses that you have put in our hands. The Bible says in the word of the Lord that before I formed thee, I knew thee in the belly. That's Jeremiah 1:5. Thank you, Father God. So our lives are not random. We are intentional creations, for we are his workmanship, says the Lord, created unto good works, which God has before ordained. Ephesians 2:10. Even everyone that is called by your name, O Lord, for you have created for us your glory. So that is our foundational purpose. We are created for the glory of God. Lord, let our purpose not be reduced to performance, but let us produce fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. Fruit that remains. That is our prayer. Let nothing in our lives be empty. Let nothing be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord, to take full lead that the purpose of God will be manifested in our life. You said that you've ordained our purpose even before we were born. So Lord, that we would understand, know, and walk out our purpose. As we seek the kingdom of Christ first and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. So Father, we call forth purpose. We call forth assignment in each season. We call that you have called our lives now. Lord, release clarity. We release clear vision. We release clear direction, clear understanding, so that we will have boldness to step into our calling. We pray that we would start not hiding anymore. We pray against anxiety, doubt, and intimidation. We pray that we would not hide from who you called us to be. For the word of the Lord says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind in Jesus' mighty name. So let our light shine before men, that we may see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Lord, we pray against every delay, every confusion, every misalignment be broken now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you would help us to be strong and courageous so that we can walk diligently in the purpose you've called us for. And for that, you've called our personal purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will walk with power, love, and a sound mind. And the word of the Lord, as I was praying, gave me this word, capacity. He wants us to stretch our capacity, that the word capacity would be able to carry out what God called us to carry and release it at the appointed time. Thank you, Father God. Lord, in Colossians 3:23 says, whatever we do, let us work in it all with all our hearts as working for the Lord. So God, we shall do unto you what you have called us to do. You've already commanded us to be fruitful and multiply in your word, and we shall subdue the earth so that we have authority to divinely place what you have placed into us to come outside. We receive clarity for our purpose now. Clarity. Somebody say clarity in the mighty name. We receive capacity to carry our purpose. We receive the ability to release our purpose. We walk with position, alignment, and direction. Father, we desire divine our order in the mighty name of Jesus for our business that you've placed in our hands, Lord. Let wisdom speak. Let ideas be released, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the word of the Lord says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge for witty invention. So give us those ideas, God. Release ideas, inventions, and power. Release what you have called us to carry. Establish the work of our hands, Lord. Lord, we stir up the gift of God which is within us, that thou shalt make our way prosperous in the mighty name of Jesus, that we should have good success. Lord, the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and it added no sorrow. Wealth gotten by vanity back shall be diminished. dashed, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. So as we work with our hands, God, we shall increase. God, bless the work of our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everything we do reflect your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his ways? He shall stand before kings and not mean men. Lord, we will stand before kings. We'll have favor in the sight of man and the sight of God in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever our hand findeth to do, we shall do with all our might. Everything you've put us to touch, Lord, we give you all the glory. God, we do it unto your honor. Lord, we do it heartily, as unto the Lord. We do not do it with just low, even if it's for somebody else, God, we do it unto you, Lord. And we pray, God, for the destiny helpers that you've placed in our lives, God. From every direction, send them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because the Bible says that without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But with counsel, purposes are established in the mighty name of Jesus. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So God, bring us counselor, bring us everybody around us that so we should know the way that we should go. We receive divine strategies with witty inventions. Our hands are blessed. Our work is established. My business grows in divine order. Say with me, my business grows in divine order in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, opportunities open, doors open, and favor speak. Lord, the doors will open that no man can shut in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand in authority. Everything gathering and that is not ordained by you will scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. Behold, they shall surely gather, but not by me. Everyone that gathers against thee shall surely fall for thy sake in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we align our life with your perfect will. Remove distraction, delay, and misalignment. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And anything that rises against us, Lord, you shall condemn. Protect us from the evil one in the mighty name of Jesus. Disconnect us from every wrong alignment, every wicked spirit, every evil one, Lord, everyone that is peeping, Lord, everyone that thinks that they have a ha-ha moment, Lord. We are preserved from all evil. Every wrong connection is broken. Only what God has ordained remains in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father, for these prayers, Lord. We seal this in the mighty name of Jesus. We say you have already done it. We declare that everything concerning us is perfected in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Father. It is done. Somebody say, my purpose is established in the mighty name of Jesus. The work of my hands is blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every word spoken is manifesting in the mighty name of Jesus. It is done. We declare and we, with authority and purpose, that we are established in the mighty name of Jesus. It is done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We praise you. We give you all the praise and all the adoration. I just want to thank everyone again for coming. We're going to move on to the next prayer topic. I do ask if you have a prayer request, continue to post it in the chat. We've already saved some. We're going to do that at the end. Mommy Evan is coming back and we'll pray that at the end in Jesus' mighty name. Here's the next group of people that will be praying. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for the opportunity you have granted us, O Lord, to be able to come to this prayer conference. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayer points that have been praised thus far. We thank you, Lord, because you are leading us, O God, to pray on authority and leadership. Father, I want to start, oh God, to pray for the authority of Christ in my own life. As a person, that the Spirit of God will make me to be obedient to your word, that the authority of the Holy Spirit is over my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, they say, and you shall receive power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in all Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the power that you are giving unto us as your children to receive authority, to be able to speak to powers, because lower authority must bow to higher authority. Thank you, Lord, for the empowerment you are giving us to work for you as witnesses, as leaders, as an authority in our home, as authority, oh Lord, everywhere we are. We pray, oh God, that we are subject, oh Lord, to the authority of heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because the word of God says that our own obedience must be complete to be able to do the work that you have called us unto. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for the authority of heaven over me, over my sister, as she stands in the gap, over our life, over our family members, over our loved ones, over our children, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. I give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, because you are a God that when we call, when we pray, you answer us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name. I give you thanks, O God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second point is on leadership. And I also begin to pray for personal leadership of the Holy Spirit in my life, in the life of my sister, as we join together to pray this evening. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Father, we thank you because the power of heaven is upon our lives, because the power of the Holy Spirit is on our lives. Father, I've given us the ability to be leaders. Leaders, oh God, that are subject to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For if we do not run, oh Lord, under your power, under your presence, or by your leadership, we'll not be able to lead our lives. Those that are supposed to be in position of leadership, they will not be able to do it aright. So I pray in the name of Jesus that the power of the Holy Spirit will be manifest in our life massively to be able to be good leaders indeed. In the name of Jesus, we will not live by flesh, we will not live by mouth, but we will live by the power of the Holy Spirit directing us in everything that we are doing as women in the house. That be able to do the work, oh God, of the ministry as wives, as sisters, in the name of Jesus, as daughters of Zion in the household of faith. Father, we subject ourselves, oh Lord, to the authority of the Holy Spirit. We are subject ourselves to the authority of the leadership of the Holy Spirit to help us, oh Lord, to carry out all the assignments you are giving unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. As we now will be able to stand in the gap, oh Lord, to build our homes, to build our children's lives, to build everything that we set forth our hands to do. Because as women, we are everything. We are doctors. We are businessmen. We are those that take care of the house. We are those that pray for our children. We are the ones that give them direction by the Holy Spirit. Father, at every point, oh Lord, we are supposed to play our role. We will not be found wanting. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the authority and the leadership of the Holy Spirit will be our hand, our on our left and our right hand, to be able to do that, oh God, that you have called.
Amen. 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 I think she's frozen. Sister Elizabeth, are you there? Hello? Sister Elizabeth, can everybody hear me?
Yes, we are hearing you.
Okay, yes. Sister Elizabeth, can you take over? I think she's frozen. Sister Elizabeth, yes, go ahead. Thank you.
You are full of power and majesty. You are high and lifted up, and you have all authority.
Yeah.
You are, yes, you are the living God, our Lord, our God. Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, we appreciate you. You are high and you are lifted up. You have all authority. You are the final authority, O Lord Jesus. So we come before you this evening, O Lord Jesus, bringing every man, every woman. We are put in a place of authority under your authority this night, O Lord. We pray that your hands will rest upon every one of us in the name of Jesus. In the book of 1 Timothy verse 2 from verse 1 says, I exhort therefore that offers of all supplications, prayer, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all men. Kings, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Father, this day we have come in obedience to this word to pray for as many you have put in the place of authority, in the place of leadership. Father, that you help us, O Lord. The Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. On our own, we can do nothing, but with you, we can do all things. Through Christ who strengthens us. Yeah. We ask for strength. We ask for grace to take up every responsibility you have given unto us, every assignment, O Lord, that will not fail, will not fall, will not falter. In the name of Jesus, yeah. We rely on your power, the Holy Spirit of God, to help us in every assignment, O Lord, that we'll be ambassadors of Christ, who will stand at our duty post, O Lord, will not fail in the name of Jesus. We'll be men of integrity, men of honor, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, O Lord, that your word, O Lord, shock our heart in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be men like Joshua, O Lord. When Joshua was taking out the leadership from Moses, you promised to be with him, O Lord. Father, you will be with us. In the name of Jesus. You told him to be bold and to be courageous, O Lord. We are men of courage. We are women of courage. We are bold in the name of Jesus. The book of the law will not depart from our mouth, O Lord. Who will meditate upon your word, O Lord. Day and night to do all that is written therein, O Lord, because in it we make our way prosperous and we have good success. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will contend, O Lord, for the faith, O Lord, that has been given unto us, O Lord. We will not fall in our duties. We will not fail in assignments. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we'll be men like Abraham. Because you said, O Lord, you gave a testimony concerning Abraham. You said you know that we'll command his children, we'll command his household, O Lord. Father, we are men love after your heart in the name of Jesus. Men that will be able to stand in our household, O Lord, to command, O Lord, our household to follow the Lord, to do the business of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you because we yield unto you, Lord. We surrender our lives unto you, Lord. We surrender our strength unto you, Lord. We pray that, O Lord, you rule through us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In every form, O Lord, every space, O Lord, you have put us, O Lord, we'll be ambassadors of Christ, O. We'll be good leadership, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I pray in the books of Acts chapter 6 verse 3, you know, when they were looking for people to take charge of assignment in the church, they said they should look for men of honest report, men full of Holy Ghost and wisdom. Father, this our testimony in the name of Jesus. This is our portion in the name of Jesus. We'll be men of good report, men of integrity, men that are full of Holy Ghost and wisdom of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. We men of honor, we men of dignity in the mighty name of Jesus. Men, oh Lord, that Christ will be seen in us in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be good leaders of Christ, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we yield ourselves unto you. Yes, we surrender ourselves unto you. Amen. We pray that you help us, O Lord. You help us, O Lord, in our assignment, O Lord. Amen. In our assignment, O Lord, that we will not fail, we will not disappoint you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, O Lord, you are the one, O Lord, that leads, O Lord. Father, lead us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, lead us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, lead us in the name of Jesus. Amen. In my dialect, there's an adage that says, Oron money shefayati. He that sends and gives it back in at the same time. You will not send on an errand and you go back. Father, we thank you because you always back us in the name of Jesus. We'll be men like David. That will not shy away, oh Lord, oh Lord. That will put his life on the line, oh Lord. Even when the lion came, he ran after it and took it. When the bear came, he contended. He did not shy away from his responsibility. He did not fail. He defended the family inheritance, oh Lord. Amen. When he came to defend the heritage of Lord, he stood that the same God that be with me when I contended against the lion and against the bear, we put to this uncircumcised decision into my hand. So shall it be our portion. We'll be able to stand and contend for the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. We will not shy away. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We shall be men, oh Lord, like Samuel. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Samuel led the children of Israel. He led with integrity. Yes, he led with honor. When it was time for him to give account, he was accountable. He stood and said, witness against me. If I've defrauded any man, this will be our testimonies. In the name of Jesus. This will be our testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will help us, O Lord, to lift your glory. You will help us, O Lord, to lift your praise. In every face, wherever we find ourselves, O Lord, in any level of leadership, in any capacity of leadership, whether in the world out there, whether as a nation, oh Lord, in the church, in our homes, oh Lord, in our small spaces, in our lives, oh Lord, in our schools, oh Lord. Father, you help us to stand for you. You help Amen. Us to lead well. You help Amen. Us to be big, good examples. Amen. You let us to be good ambassadors of Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we'll be good leaders, oh Lord. We'll not disappoint you. Yes, we will not fail you. Amen. We'll not let you down. In Amen. The mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our light continue to shine. Your Amen. Light continue to shine. Amen. In every little corner we find ourselves, oh Lord, Amen. We will shine, oh. We will lead by example. Yes, in Lord. The mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Will not bring reproach to the name of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Will not bring reproach to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Amen. We are for strength. We are for grace. Amen. Enable us by your spirit.
Amen.
Enable us by your power. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We have no power of our own. Amen. We have no strength of our own. Holy Spirit, help us. Help Amen. Us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to Amen. Continue to stand in the gap. In Amen. The mighty name of Jesus. To Amen. Defend, O Lord, that which is of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank Lord, you. I bless you. Hallelujah. We appreciate you thank for this great privilege, for Amen. This opportunity to put our, your name in our mouths. We say thank you. Thank we say Amen. Thank you. We say thank you. Because Amen. No man can say Jesus is God except by the Holy Ghost. Thank Amen. You. Blessed be your name, O Lord. For in Jesus' Amen. Mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 Is that it, Eli?
We give you praise, O God. We give you honor and adoration. I want us to pray together for our schools. That the Lord will rid our schools from the wicked spirits. That the Lord will rid our school from every strange spirit, every blood-sucking demons. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our schools, O God. We pray for our
children.
They will know you, they fear you. blessing you.
There are for signs, there are for wonders. Jesus, protect them from those school shootings, almost school shootings. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Sister Victorious, please come off mute.
Sister Victorious, where are you?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Father God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to, Lord God, lift you up, Lord God, lift up our family and friends, Lord God, our loved ones, Lord God. Father God, we just ask right now, Lord God, that you would restore the health, Lord God, of those, Lord God, who are experiencing, Lord God, any type of health issue, Father God, in Jesus' name. We decree and declare, Lord God, Jeremiah 30:17, Lord God, your word says, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Amen, Lord God. So we curse, Lord God, every reproductive issue, Lord God, PCOS, endometriosis, fibroids, Lord God, any type of menstruation issue, Lord God, migraines, colds, viruses, Father God, in Jesus' name, inflammation, arthritis, Lord God, any type of painful symptoms, Lord God, we're cursing it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, eye conditions, Lord God, edema, Lord God, lymphoma, Lord God, eczema, Lord God, psoriasis, Lord God, in Jesus' name, IBS, Lord God, sinus condition, allergy conditions, infections, Lord God, any type of infection, Father God, we're cursing it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we're decreeing and declaring your healing touch, Lord God, sleeping disorders, Lord God, we're cursing that right now, Lord God, insomnia, Lord God, we curse that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, we're speaking, Lord God, sweet, peaceful rest, Lord God, upon people, Lord God, who are suffering with it right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Alopecia, Lord God, we're cursing that, Lord God. High blood pressure, Lord God. Diabetes, Lord God. Alzheimer's, Lord God. Prostate issues, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, none of these conditions or issues, Lord God. Lord God, are too big, Lord God, for you, Lord God. So we thank and praise you, Lord God, for your healing touch, Lord God, for restoring our bodies, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would give us wisdom and understanding, Lord God, of how to care for our temple, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Your word says, Lord God, in Deuteronomy 7:15, the Lord will keep you free from every disease, Father God. So we pray, Lord God, that you would give us, Lord God, the wisdom, Lord God, to prevent, Lord God, many issues, Lord God, health issues, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, so we can live, Lord God, a healthy, good life, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that we can live the quality of life, Lord God, that you've ordained us to live, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So we thank and praise you, Lord God, in advance, Lord God, for your healing touch, Lord God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Father God. Father God, we lift up those, Lord God, who are experiencing terminal illnesses, Lord God, cancer, Lord God. Father God, we curse it from the pit of hell, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Any type of cancer, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, AIDS, Lord God, whatever virus illness it is, Lord God, that has been diagnosed, Lord God, to that person, Lord God, as terminal, Lord God. Lord God, we are decreeing and declaring life right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that right now, Lord God, you're healing their blood, Lord God. Lord God, you're healing their cells, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we give you thanks, Lord God. Lord God, for the victory, Lord God, in their life, Lord God, within their body, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Your word says in Psalms 118:17, Lord God, I will not die but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done, Lord God. So we thank and praise you, Lord God, for those forthcoming testimonies, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for those praise reports, Lord God, that will be shared, Lord God, of how you healed, delivered, and set free, Lord God, how they walked out of the hospital, Lord God. Lord God, and the doctors couldn't explain what happened, Lord God, but we all know, Lord God, that it was your healing touch, Lord God, your word spoken over them, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So we thank and praise you, Lord God, for healing, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that your word says, Lord God, where there's two or more gathered in your name, that you would be in the midst, Lord God, and that if we ask, Lord God, and believe in faith, Lord God, that we shall receive, Lord God. So we thank and praise you, Lord God, for, Lord God, cursing those sicknesses, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that we can walk in wholeness, Lord God. We can be complete in you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We can go out and proclaim your goodness, Lord God, in a healthy condition, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We give you thanks. We give you praise, Lord God, for your healing touch, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that your word says, Lord God, that we just need the size of the faith, the size of a mustard seed, Lord God, and we are believing, Lord God, that we have the faith, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So we just thank and praise you, Lord God, for your healing touch, Lord God, upon our bodies, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we come against every mental illness, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we're believing, Lord God, for wholeness in that area, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank and praise you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We come against the enemy, Lord God, trying to say otherwise, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for the strength, Lord God, to use your word against the enemy, Lord God. Each and every time, Lord God, he tries to rear his ugly head, Lord God, in Jesus' name, and speak, Lord God, against, Lord God, our healing, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So we just give you thanks. We give you praise, Lord God. It's in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for the poor and needy. We're going to cry to the Lord on their behalf, and we have a couple of prayers that we're going to raise. There in Psalm 12, verse 5, he says, "For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that profiteth him." Also, he did said in his word, in Psalm 35, verse 10, "All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee? We deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him." Lord, we raise a voice, Father, collectively, for the poor, whether physically or spiritually. Lord, we are asking, Father, that you will arise for their causes. You will fight their battles and deliver them from all the oppressors. In every place where we have oppression, O Lord, in every nation, in every place, whether in the workplace, whether in the political space, in any form whatsoever, Lord, we cry on behalf of the poor and the needy.
the people that are being impoverished, oh Lord, just for those who are rich or for those who feel they have power over them to oppress them. We cry, oh Lord, that you will arise. You said in those words, Lord, that you will arise for their causes, oh Lord, and you will deliver them from their oppressors. We cry, oh Lord, help these people. Set them, oh Lord, in safety from them that puffer them. Set them free, O Lord, and deliver them from those who are spoiling them. Lord, even spiritually, that the devil is raising his head, ugly head, O Lord. Father, these ones, O Father, are being set free, physically, spiritually, Lord. We cry, Lord, we are set free from those ones who have raised their head and they feel they're too strong for us. Lord, we raise our standard against the enemy concerning each and every one that is physically or spiritually poor, O Lord, and needy. And Lord, you also said in your word, in Psalm 72, verse 12 and 13, you said, Father, you said, O Lord, just one moment, please. You said in your word, in Psalm 72, 12, for he shall deliver the needy when he cried, the poor also and him that had no helper. He shall spare the poor and the needy and shall save the souls of the needy. Lord, we raise this word, O Lord, for the sake of the helpless, for those who are needy, for those who are helpless, for those who are poor, O Lord, we cry unto you that you will have mercy. You will set these ones free. You will deliver them from all the pains and affliction that their tormentors are putting upon them. Lord, you will set them free. You will save their souls, O Lord. You will have mercy. You will fight their battles, O Lord. Is anything that you can see everyone, O Lord? And there is no one that is too big for you, Lord. Father, we cry on behalf of the poor and the needy, Lord, that you will save the souls of these ones, Lord. You will take them out of the hands of the oppressor. Lord Jesus, you also said, Lord, in your word in Psalm 9, verse 18, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish. Lord Jesus, we cry, O Lord, for the sake of these ones, Lord, as they are crying unto you, the Father, their expectation will not be cut off. Arise, O Lord, just like you did for Joseph. Cause the day of remembrance to come, O Lord, for everyone that is poor, for everyone that is needy. Remember them for good, O Lord, and meet them at the point of their needs. Arise, O Lord. Father, remember them. Cause the day of remembrance to come upon this set of people. We cry unto you, Lord, any of us, Lord, we are struggling in one way or the other. Lord, you are the Lord that raises standard. We raise the standard against every poverty, whether in the spirit, every poverty, in physical terms, in financial, in any area of our lives, Lord. We raise the standard of the Holy Ghost against them. We raise the standard of the Holy Ghost against them. And we ask, oh Lord, for your mercy, your love, Father, your grace, that, Father, you will come forth. You will come forth for this one. You will fight their battles for them. Lord, we cry unto you. You also said in your word, in Psalm 9, verse 8, you said, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. You shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Arise, O Lord. Father, this is your word, and we are quoting them back to you. Minister judgment, minister justice to the people in uprightness. Lord, arise, O Father. Let the poor and the needy be taken out of the hands of their tormentor. Fight their battles, O Lord. We cry unto you. Fight their battles, O Lord. You are the Lord of hosts, the mighty deliverer, the man of war, the King of kings is your name. Arise, O Lord. Defend their causes, O Lord. You are the Lord. You never fail. You are King forever. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Stand and take them away from the affliction of the enemy, against all the plans of evil, against all the instruments of Satan, against all his works in every place. Lord, arise, O Father, defend the poor, the fatherless, the widows, those who are helpless, O Lord. Defend their causes, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. We cry unto you. We are asking on their behalf. You can do it over and over. You are the God of justice. You are the God of judgment. You are the one that can decide between the right and the wrong. Fully, Lord, not hiding anything, because everything is known unto you. Lord, we cry unto you that you will rise up concerning these ones, all those who have been afflicted, those who have been pressed down, those who seem helpless, O Lord, spiritually, physically. You are the God of hosts, Lord. You are the Lord, the mighty man in battle. Fight their causes, O Lord. Stand up for them, O Lord. Fight this battle. And let all the glory go back to you. Lord Jesus, you also said in your word, in Psalm 140 verse 12, I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the rights of the poor. Father, it is your word, Lord. Maintain their causes, O Lord. Stand up for the rights of the poor and the needy. Do it to everyone being afflicted at this time, whether in the political space, whether in the physical space, whether at the workplace, O Lord, in every area of their lives, O Lord. Arise, Father. We cry on their behalf. Arise, O Lord. Arise and set them free. You are the God of help. Help them, O Lord. You said in your word that you will help us. You will hold us by your right hand, Lord. Father, hold these ones by your right hand and fight their battles, O Lord. You also said, Father, in your word in Psalm 113, verse 7, you did declare, Lord, that you will raise the poor out of the dust. You will lift the needy out of the dunghill. Is anything hard for you, Lord? No, Lord. Father, raise these ones. Raise men and women to favor them. Cause them to be elevated from the valleys and place them among princes, Lord. Make them to inherit the throne of glory. Father, we cry on their behalf. We seek your mercy. We seek your grace, O Lord. We're asking, Father, come upon these ones. Come afresh, O Lord. Pour forth your mercy. Your mercy, you are a gracious Father, Lord. Do it, O Lord, to the glory of your holy name. Let all the glory go back to you. Lord, we also present before them. You are the God that giveth every man to have wealth. That is you, Lord. You have said this in Deuteronomy 8:19 and also in Job 32:8. Father, Amen. Give them inspiration. Help them, O Lord. We ask of you that you will give them inspiration as to how to make well and to do well and to increase, and so that they will become lenders, O Lord, and no more borrowers, all to the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And this declaration, Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Sister Veronica, where are you?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who are you here? Zoom user? We can't see you.
Can you change your name, Sister Veronica, so we can tell who you are? Which one are you? Can't tell.
It's a Mother Veronica. That's what is here.
No, on your Zoom phone.
That's what we put there for you, but we can't see you.
Which one are you on the phone? Anyway, go ahead and pray.
In Jesus' name, amen. Our Lord and our God, we want to say thank you at this hour, at this time of prayer, for you allow us to organize this prayer, Lord Jesus, to enhance the purpose where you called us. Lord, we are grateful. We thank you. We bless your name. We worship you. Thou art God, are seated on the throne. You are mighty. You are glorious. There's nothing to have for you. Father, Lord God Almighty, will bring forth the missionaries of King of Glory. Lord, Father, they have decided to come, to follow you, to hear your voice.
to hearken to the commandments that you have given unto them, every one of us as a believer, that we will go forth, oh Lord, to preach the gospel. We'll go forth, even Lord, in our closet and even as far. We start from our Jerusalem, even all the Judea, oh Lord. Father, Lord God, in your word, you have sent us all this, oh Lord, because Lord, in Isaiah chapter 6, oh Lord, verse 8, he said, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? Ha! Who will go for us? As I have stood up, say, here I am, Lord. I'm ready to go. This is the worst of these people who are on the feet, day and night, proclaiming your word, Lord, delivering the people that are held captive. Father, Lord God, help them. Lord, I know you have anointed them, oh Lord. According to your word again in Isaiah chapter 61, Lord, verse 1, say the spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the gates to those that are bound. That is why these children are out. These people are out. Your own children, they are out to set the captive free. Lord, to do that which you have sent them to. Father, Lord, King of glory, you say you will not abandon them. Lord, at this moment, they are your projects. You never abandon your projects. Father, King of glory, you never slack. Lord, Father, those that really stand for you as an ambassador, Lord, you are with them. Lord, as many that call upon you, he said, call upon me the day of trouble, I will answer thee. Father, this is what we want. This is what you do for them day and night. Lord, as they are on the field, they are on the mission, Father, be with them. Lord, be with them. Cover them with your Shekinah glory. Lord, anywhere there is crooked, anywhere that they cannot penetrate, make a way for them where there is no way. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord God, they have stood their ground, oh Lord, to come and deliver the people, to come and set the captive free, to go into the deep down, even the villages that the word of God have not reached. This mission are ready to go. They penetrate. Some of them, they have no means of going all the way. But Lord, make a way for them. If it comes to supernatural transportation, Lord, you are able to do all things. Father, provide for them all that they need. And Lord, above all, preserve them, protect them, shield them. Father, you said, oh Lord, in your word, Lord, in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 21, Lord, you said you will deliver them. You deliver your people from the hands of the wicked. There are wicked people everywhere today. There are wicked ones. There are some. There are many people who don't want to hear your word, who are the enemy of the cross. Father, Lord, King, arise. Arise and let your enemy be scattered. All the enemy around the bush, around everywhere, around towns, around villages, wherever they are. Father, arise against them and scare them. Cause them to scatter in the name of Jesus. And let your children penetrate also all this look and crown, oh Lord, the whole earth, because they must hear the word before your return. Father, Lord God Almighty, thank you for this life. For this life that have started, that have agreed to do your work, that you have said, they say yes. Not everybody agreed to go. Father, Lord, some are just, they want to dwell on, oh Lord, in cities and everywhere where there is comfort. But these ones, oh Lord, they take it upon themselves. Oh Lord, even in schools, children have been delivered. Lord, everywhere they take your gospel to, Father, Lord, speak your word before them. Let them stand. Let them stand for you and do exploits. Father, Lord, wherever they find themselves, oh Lord, they will not be timid. Father, they will not be afraid. Because 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, Lord, what told us, oh Lord, that you have not given us the spirit of fear. But the spirit of power, of love, and of sound mind. Lord, this sound mind, give it to them, that wherever they are, even when they have beheld, Lord Jesus, wherever they have, oh Lord, get a hold of, Father, they will not be afraid to declare your word. They will not be afraid. They will not hold back your word. They will declare it as you have given it to them, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, many that hear their voice, being that you have anointed them, Lord, they will, Lord, surrender. They will surrender to you, Lord. Many of them will be set free. Many of these captives, many of those ones who are, giving, oh Lord, to seducing spirit, giving, oh Lord, to the wicked ones. Father, King of glory, Lord, Father, you will deliver them from their hands. Lord, you said, oh Lord, the same, oh Lord, Jeremiah 15 verse 21, you will redeem them from the hands of the terrible. There are terrible people everywhere. There are those, oh Lord, that are set, oh Lord, to do havoc in your kingdom, but they will never succeed. We put down their power, their hands. Lord, they will be subject unto your power in the name of Jesus. Your children, they will go into the territory of the enemy and they will possess it. Father, Lord God Almighty, help them to overcome. Lord, help them, even as they are in prisons, to minister. Those prisoners, Lord, those ones, oh Lord, they will be set free. Lord, let your children be set free. There are some who have not even heard your word. They do wicked things, and these people go all the way to minister to them. Father, set them free. As many that have given their life to you, through these people, Father, establish them. Root them. Let their feet be rooted on a solid rock. Jesus is the right, is the rock of ages. Father, Lord, God, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We worship you. Lord, Father, we pray for the children of these people. People, oh Lord, they left their children behind and go for the work of God. Oh, my Lord, my Rebbe, Seki, my Yah. Father, protect these children. Guide and lead them.
Hallelujah.
Father, these children, oh Lord, Father, they will not miss out because they are parents, they've taught them the way of the Lord. Father, amen. Lord, according to the book of Proverbs, Father, they will not go away from the system, from the, oh Lord, that which you have collected them, what you have called them unto, in the name of Jesus. Father, I will say thank you. Blessed be your name. Exalted be your holy name. Deliver your people, oh Lord. Help these children. Lord, you said, oh Lord, your word, even when the sulking woman, Lord, when the child, Lord, if they even forget, there are children that they don't have compassion over them, over the sons that suck all of from them. But you will never, never forget your children. This is your promise. This is what you told us. And those children that have been captivated, that have been held captive, Father, Lord, Isaiah 45, 49, all of us, 24. Father, you said, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? All the lawful captive be delivered, Father, Lord God Almighty. But thus says the Lord of hosts, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and Lord, the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will content with him that contented with thee. With these people's children, you will contend with them, Lord Jesus, and Lord, you will deliver them, set them free, and you save their children. You will save them from the hands of the enemy, even when they are not around. These children, they will stand, they will stay by you, Lord, the angel, oh Lord, Father, will reveal your truth and your precepts upon these children, that they will do exploits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we rest assured that the children which you have given unto us, or to us that we brought up, oh Lord, they are filled, they are for signs, they are for wonders. Lord, they are peril in the enemy's camp. Lord, wherever they can be measured in Kovu, Lord, hallelujah, they will be terrified. Hallelujah. They will fall and fall. They will fall down and fall for their faith.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord is not afraid of the gospel of God that has set it, that's given unto him.
Hallelujah.
Father, he goes all the way. Even when he was being threatened, they said, this bed, you are see, the man that owns it on that day, and you must not go out. When you go, they are going to bind you. They are going to prison. He said, I cannot. I will go and do the work of my Father. Lord, just as you have said, I must do the work of my God, of my Father who have sent me. So also, Paul went and delivered the message.
Hallelujah.
Without fear of favor, without fear of anything. Father, I love us, shall it be to these people, even to every one of us. God, you are sending us to go and deliver them that are led captive. We will go. Help us to go. Help us to do your will. Help us to complete your will. Every one of us, we are all. Lord, all our missionaries, Some are millionaires by giving. Those who cannot go to the field, Lord, help us. That will be supplier. We will give them what they need. We give them money to go far. Lord, Father, help us. Even those who have not much to give, give them the mind to be on their knees and pray. Pray for them, backing them up. Oh, Lord. That they will be saved, that their life will not be destroyed, because the enemy is there to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But that it will not see us to be destroyed. They will not see us to be stealing. They will be stolen away. Father, Lord God, as many that are there in the camp now that they have been stolen, Father, restore, bring them back to the original, bring them back to where they started from. In the name of Jesus, Father, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Abba Father, for whom you are. Lord, we just want to thank you for your power. You are so mighty, you are so great. So many things to talk about. Just because of time, oh Lord, we stop here. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Power, fire, fire, fire. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just love the Lord. We love the Lord with all of our hearts. We thank God for this contending prayer. We thank God for the fire in this place. Yes, the enemy is going back down to hell in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all the prayer warriors. Thank you, Lord, for all, everyone that have taken time out. It's been almost 3 hours that we have been here. You know, we want to thank you for attending this conference, contending prayer. And I would like to know, how many of you, how often do you want us to be doing this? Once in a month, once in 3 months, once in a year, once in every 6 months? Put your answer in the chat room. Let me know how often you would like us to do this.
Amen. And we also have a few prayer requests that I'd like to read out.
Amen.
Okay, let's read out some prayer requests and then you can pray for them. Okay, so Miss James is asking for prayer for her health and for relocating to her new home this morning. That transition will be smooth and safe. Sister Renita is asking for prayer for her daughter Aria for a better job, for God to send the mate, the man he has selected for her to marry, for her health and happiness, for God, for her God-ordained spouse to find her, and the worldwide success of her book, Strength Through the Storms. Sister Joke is praying for her children's children, and she listed the names, and their lives be consumed by the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will serve him in absolute righteousness. Amen. Another one that didn't have the name said that they're praying for the son, Paul. Maybe it was for favor, mercy in the Lord, victory, healing, sound mind, and goodness of the Lord upon his life. I have been having problems with this soon. Okay, that's why. Okay, and then let's see, another one. Sister Jennifer praying for fresh fire, for anointing and spiritual restoration. I pray for my children, for divine guidance and understanding, and pray for clarity and clear advancement. If we missed any of yours, we will continue to pray. I'll put the email on so you can send us a personal prayer request. And Mommy Evan, you can go ahead. Thank you.
All right. So also as we're going pray here, we also have the clubhouse on. So we have people on the clubhouse that also leave some prayer requests. Sister Nina is praying for her family, almost the entire family, her husband is requesting prayer for the daughter, Marisa, the granddaughter, Alara, and the grandson, Christian, and of course, other members of her family. Also, Sister Precious is saying glory to God. Thank God for being an example of Christ. And so I think that's just a comment. Let me see the other prayer request here. All right. It's truly a blessing. Prayer for my husband. Sister Heather is looking for a prayer for her husband, Hans, and our third daughter to have an encounter with the Lord. Prayers for my son-in-law. Amen. And then Sister Maggie is praying for God's grace for an encounter with God, peace, favor, discipline, direction, and strength, and clarity and direction, success in career, and prosperity in business is for my family, my husband, me and my children, family and friends, and so on. So Mr. Aldo Heather is also praying for her husband and for her three daughters. So we have all put here, and someone is also praying for the sale of their home to prohibit foreclosure. She does not want her home to go into foreclosure, so she wants to sell the house. Amen. So we see all the prayer points here and the prayer requests. Let us pray. Let us all lift up our voices and ask God, Lord, to help these people.
Let us pray.
You want to pray over them? Okay, Father. Amen. So we just want to, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor to acknowledge those who gave their life to Christ. We have acknowledged those who have prayed. Thank you so much, all the prayer warriors, and everyone that is here. We're all prayer warriors. God bless you. Over to
for those that gave their lives to Christ, we welcome you to the family of God. We are out of time, but we want to welcome those that gave their lives to Christ to the family of God. If you are proud to be identified with Jesus, go ahead and put your hand up. You know, we welcome all those, and we pray for all those that gave their lives to Christ today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord, the good shepherd, will keep them. They will not fail. Your faith will not fail. Even in the days ahead, the Lord will keep you, and the Lord will continue to guide you closer and closer into the image of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God. We give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you all for coming. We appreciate you. And I will give a closing prayer here. I want to thank God, Father, we bless you, we thank you for this time, for the success of this contending prayer room. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to be able to conduct this. We want to thank God that you will bless all the planners. We want to thank you for Brother Shedrack that does most of the, that does all the, on the artwork, Lord, the advertisement. We want to thank God. Lord, bless him, oh Lord. He will no likewise lose his reward. I want to thank you for our sister Lunife that did all the legwork in this thing, Lord. They say setting up the Zoom. I want to thank God for my husband, Pastor Yato, for he's the one that gave us a free Zoom to use. We thank God for him. I want to thank God for our prayer warrior, Sister Fran, Sister Mary, Sister Esther, Sister Victorious, Sister Elizabeth, Sister Dr. Tubi. We thank God for Sister Queen. We thank God for all the prayer warriors, powerful, powerful prayer warriors in this place. I hope I did not forget anyone. I just thank God for Sister Shalane. Yes, Sister Shalane.
Veronica.
Sister Veronica, Sister Fran, Sister everyone, Sister Titi Layo, Sister Elizabeth, Sister, and thank God for this room. I it's beyond me. It's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So Lord, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, that this will be a change of mind. Lord, this contending for prayer, it opens doors on everyone, Lord, that is looking. This will be a time, a changing time, that you will change everything to their good, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for healing us. And many sicknesses are healed today. Lord, they will never be named among our people in Jesus' name. Lord, we will walk in victory. We will walk in the freedom of God. We will go in and out and find pasture. You will provide for all our needs according to your riches in glory. You will enable us. You will empower us. You will bring business our way. You will bring money our way. We will prosper even in this economy. Lord, you will prosper us in the name of Jesus. We will have food on the table. We will not go as hungry. Our children will not beg bread. Lord, you say, I've been young, now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaking, nor his seed begging bread. We will not beg bread. We will be fat and flourishing. That the Lord is good. That we know that the Lord is good. We thank you, Lord, and give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Thank you again, everyone. And we are going
amen.
To
amen.
Amen. Everybody amen. Says amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. We are going
amen.
To close.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You so much. God bless you.
Amen.
We'll see you next time.
Amen.
We don't know where.